This is no ordinary snake. What makes it so unusual is not its ability to slither up a tree like this. Many snakes are able to use their belly scales to push against tree bark, allowing them to undulate upwards. No, what makes this tree snake so unusual is its interest in, well, one might say passion for, becoming airborne. These are flying snakes. They fly from tree to tree. Why? Well, probably because here in Indonesia, it's the quickest, most efficient way to get from here to there. The snake flattens its body into a ribbon shape, launches itself, and then swims through the air. Actually, since the snake can't fly upward, it might better be called a parachuting snake. Of course, two can play at this flying game. This is the flying dragon lizard. The snake's interest in the flying dragon lizard is entirely culinary. He wants to eat it. The flying dragon puffs itself up as a warning. The snake seems unimpressed, or at least undaunted. I mean, a meal is a meal, is a meal. Sorry, gotta fly. On either side of the dragon's body are thin, wing-like folds of skin supported by 5 to 7 ribs that extend from the body. With its wings extended, it's capable of flying for distances of up to 30 feet. If the snake is a parachutist, the dragon is a glider. Ooh, nice flight and great landing, and terrific self-rescue.